I thought you were going to say Le Snack. Le Spirit, that's the spirit. Peter Lynham.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. How's it going, mate? What's going on?
Well, this is a very intriguing story indeed. Just the news just out. How would you rank Van Morrison? Would you say,
please don't make this about us. No.
how
would I rate his
songs?
Music? Or
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I mean, is he well known in your generation?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense that, like, you know, parents would have been playing his tunes left, right, and center. I did really enjoy his part in The Last Waltz from the, everyone knows, the famous band.
I have an old Van Morrison record at home on the shelf there, Peter Lynham.
I had a pair of Vans a year ago, yeah.
I mean, he's been hugely influential, I think, because of his blend of rock and soul and jazz and all of that. But this is a very interesting thing, that this old man, because he's 75 years old now,
right,
has just produced this extraordinary album with an incredibly anti-Jewish song on it. And it's called They Own the Media.
Mm.
Doesn't name they, but it's pretty obvious who it's talking about.
Mm.
That is pretty direct.
They tell us that ignorance is bliss. I guess by those that control the media, it is they own the media. They control the stories they tell. And these are the words that they're always talking about the Jews.
Do we know if Van Morrison has always had a problem with the Jews?
Have we
analysed the rest of his back catalogue, I'm wondering?
I've gone back through what I could find. I can't see any evidence, but I certainly have found some intriguing elements that, you know, he's from Belfast.
Right.
So, Northern Irish, and much fated by the Northern Irish, who thought he was, you know, branded them as something great. And then during the COVID lockdown, he became furious that they were stopping him singing, took it personally, and began attacking COVID lockdowns as a wicked conspiracy. And so he's got himself offside in the last little while anyway.
Mm.
As for his where he would have picked up anti-Judaism, well, perhaps it's simply because he was then subject to enormous criticism in the various media that said, you know, goodness, this person will strip the freedom of the city from him, said the people in Belfast, and things like that. So whether it was those factors, I don't know. I wondered if there was anything in his religious background that made sense of it, and that is certainly a kind of intriguing background, because he's very strongly on the Protestant side. Living in the parts of Belfast and East Belfast, which during the Troubles were absolutely on the Protestant side, but his father abandoned religion, and his mother linked with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and he at one point got into Scientology.
Perfect. Yes.
So, I mean, that's the dabbling world.
When you got a bit of cash, a bit of time on your hands, I'm wondering if this is more a case of old man gets lost on the internet and comes up with a dumb idea, you know?
It could be. It's going to cost him highly, I think.
Right.
Because to be branded as anti-Semitic, while it's fashionable in some quarters, it doesn't, you know, the Jewish concerns to protect anti-Holocaust attackers, they're very real and very understandable.
Hmm.
And I think there's going to be a massive reaction.
I read some shocking reviews of his latest record where it sounds like he's just run the full spectrum of anti-Semitism, COVID conspiracy, anti-Facebook, everything. He's just...
Flat Earth?
Potentially.
He's definitely mucking around on the internet. He's just clicking down the wrong little rabbit holes. I'll tell you what, the internet... Guys, really dangerous. Be careful out there, okay?
So that could be, as much as making sense of it, that he's just got lost and locked up and not allowed to sing, has gone crazy with ideas.
Yeah, maybe. And he's just like, oh, this is a great idea. Maybe have a drink of water and a sit-down, bro, as well. That might be a good idea.
It would be very interesting to actually listen to the music and work out. But then I don't want to.
Not on this show, but yeah, okay.
But to whether the quality of the music was any good.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm sure, you know, like, he's got chops, man. He is Van Morrison. We do know him from his classic songs and whatnot, you know. So he's got pipes, but sometimes all that stuff is connected to a bit of a mental brain, and that is what it is.
Yeah, well, he would hardly be the first person who in that world has got into some crazy religious ideas. Michael Jackson, for example. Yes. But
it's great that he dabbled with Scientology. That just kind of nailed in the coffin for me right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that certainly reveals a kind of...
Yeah.
A brain that loves conspiracies.
Right, right.
And I think probably conspiracy comes naturally if you're living in your own kind of false world.
Totally, totally,
and,
yeah.
And it's a risk. I mean, it's a classic religious risk as well, isn't it? That people will go off onto crazy religious tracks without any connection to any common sense.
It's funny how, like, obviously there isn't, like, a filter producer that's like, I don't know about this one, dog, you know? Like, who put this record out? Him? Just big old Van Morrison cruising around?
But I presume that, well, I think he has changed record companies in the last very recent while. He's lost his major contract and has probably picked up a lower rank record label that just thinks the name will sell copies. But it's probably as simple as that. But it's kind of a sad end that people get hooked into this notion. Why do you think people hate the Jews?
I think it's just a type of success that people aren't seeing, and they just are jealous.
But it's not as though all Jews are successful.
No, not at all, but I just think the statistics show that they're doing well, and I mean, people just don't like other people doing well sometimes.
Yes, it could be that. I think, in a way, when you're failing, you need somebody to blame. It can't be you. And the Jews are a useful kind of staging point because they represent... You know, you may never have met a Jew in your life that you know of.
Yeah.
But somehow Jews equal success using a backhand route. And this all goes back to their reputation during the Middle Ages as being the financiers, as having the money, as breaching the old rules against making interest, making profit.
I've got, I found the 10 bad Van Morrison lyrics on his new album right in front of me here.
Yeah.
There's some great ones here. Mainstream media junk. Got to get out of this blues funk. Stop listening to the mainstream media junk. Hey! Used by the media. Used by the media. Used by the media. For their agenda. For their agenda.
Yes, there is a bitterness there. I think there is a bitterness. I think we'd have to say that. Yes. And so you're going over to the Unitarians to do some to do a performance there, is that right?
Potentially. And, you know, it would be very interesting to learn a bit more about them and what they
Unitarians, very interesting history, both in New Zealand and in Britain. I'd be delighted to talk about that.
Awesome. Oh, one last one from Van Morrison here. Why are you on Facebook? Question mark. Why are you on Facebook? Question mark. Why do you need secondhand friends? Question mark. Why do you really care who's trending? Question mark. Or is there something you're defending? Question mark, dot, dot, dot. Are you looking for a scapegoat to blame? Because you're a failure time and a time again. Hey, thanks, Van. You're making me feel great. Cheers, bro. So, really, just having a go at everyone. It looks like Van's just out here just thinking, oh, well, it's my last little record. I'm just going to...
It's a pity to go out that way, though, isn't it? Wouldn't it have been better if he'd said nothing?
Yeah, actually, instrumental record would have been quite nice.
Yes, precisely.
Oh, well.
There we are, a sad end to a great career.
Let's definitely talk Unitarian next week.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Thanks, Peter.
Good. See you. Bye-bye.